I made a pass around the yard and sniffed out the whole situation. Trees, shrubs, posts, flower beds, tool shed, lawn chairs, barbecue grill, the whole deal. This was a habit I'd built up after years and years of dealing with outlaws, wild animals, and dangerous characters. A guy never knows what he's getting into until he knows what he's getting into. My motto has always been, don't take anything for granted, because that's what tombstones are made of. Anyway, I sniffed out the entire yard and left my signature on a couple of shrubs and a clothesline pole, just to serve notice on the local mutts that criminal activity was liable to be dangerous for a few days. As I was signing the clothesline pole, I noticed something odd. There was a house shoe on the bottom of it. You know, a kind of slipper. Well, that was one of the strangest things I'd ever seen. I mean, I know I'm country and not in touch with your latest trends and fashions in town, but still, why would anybody put a house shoe at the base of a clothesline pole? There was something peculiar going on at that place, and I figured that after I signed the pole, I'd better conduct a more thorough investigation. I mean, my sister was living in that yard, and I've always been kind of protective of my sis. All of a sudden, I heard a scream. This next part will be hard for a lot of people to believe, so before I go any further, I'll need to establish my credibility as a witness. My years of security work have trained me to be a keen observer and a thorough investigator. I never exaggerate the facts, and I'm not easily fooled. In other words, I'm putting all my reputation behind this next part. I swear it's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You can take it or leave it. Okay, here's what happened. As I was putting my signature on the clothesline pole, it turned into a human leg. The leg was attached to a woman, and it was she who let out the scream. I was stunned by the scream, don't you see? Well, you can imagine what a shocker that was, a clothesline pole turning into a woman. Just for a second, I stared at her, and she stared at me. Then she hit me over the head with the clothespin bag and squalled, "Get out of my yard, you nasty dog!"